My name is Garland Robinson. In this lesson, we're going to talk about zeal without knowledge. You know, there are many people around us who have no religion at all. There are others who have just enough religion to make themselves miserable. And then there are those filled with zeal and fervor in the Lord's cause, but they have no knowledge of what the Lord requires them to do. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 10 in verses 1 to 3, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God." Friend, zeal and enthusiasm are important attitudes in serving the Lord, but they also must be directed by God's Word. It's no good to be full of zest and fervor and zeal and have no knowledge of the Bible. And on the other hand, it's no good to have great knowledge of the Bible but no zeal or zest to put it to practice. Rapid progress is good only if it's in the right direction. Fanaticism usually does far more harm than good. So zeal must be directed with scriptural knowledge. Paul did not charge Israel with indolence or lethargy. They had a zeal for God. But because their zeal was not directed with the proper knowledge of God's will, they really were opposing God. Paul could relate to that. He said in Acts chapter 26, in verse 9 and 10, that there was a time, he said, "I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, which thing I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priest, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them." He had told the Jews that he was zealous toward God, as all of they were that day. Acts 22, verse 3. That zeal, though, without knowledge, led him to oppose Christ and to persecute the church. He thereby became the chiefest of sinners. But on the other hand, 1 Timothy 1, verses 12 to 15 says that he obtained mercy because he did it ignorantly and in unbelief. It was appropriate then for Paul to write 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, because heaven directed him to do so. He said, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Zeal may motivate strong action, but without study, that action can be a very disastrous and dangerous thing. Zeal coupled with ignorance caused Israel to reject the Christ, and instead they crucified the Son of God. It's only by faith that we can please God. We read in Hebrews 11 and verse 6, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." So there must be faith, but faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17. And when we hear the Word of God, that faith should move us to have zeal, but that zeal must be directed by knowing the will of God. To have zeal without knowledge is useless, and to have knowledge without zeal likewise is useless. So then, knowledge without zeal is going to fail. Some have a knowledge of God's Word, but they have no zeal to accomplish that which God has commanded them to do. Some men have gained broad knowledge of religious issues and will often debate them at the drop of a hat, but their zeal for pure and undefiled religion is lacking every step of the way. Often when all is said and done, there's a lot more said than done. Remember our Lord Jesus, who said in Matthew 23, verse 2 and 3, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not." A lot of people are like that, aren't they? They say, but they don't do. Or sometimes when they do, it's not right. So we can't just follow anyone's example, their works. We must study the Scripture to see if the work in which people are involved is according to a "thus saith the Lord." Have you ever run across people in the church that do things just because they like it, because they think it'll be of some profit? Would it be like these here described as scribes and Pharisees? They say and do not. They're long on knowledge, but kneel on works. The scientists at NASA, they put men on the moon before. But if they didn't apply the knowledge they had, that rocket would have never gotten off the ground. So, friend, knowledge of the Word of God must be put to use. James said in James 4 and verse 17, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." Saints of God, they are to discern both good and evil, Hebrews 5 and verse 14. But that knowledge must find expression in activity. Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven," Matthew 5 and verse 16. The world must see our works in order for them to believe that what we're doing is genuine and right. It's not going to work if we say one thing and do not do, or say one thing and do the wrong thing. So knowledge without zeal is going to fail, and zeal without knowledge likewise will fail. And then there's the danger of zeal without knowledge. Many people have a burning desire to work for the Lord. They show their zeal, their enthusiasm, and they're fervently involved in stuff, things, but it's not according to knowledge. They have no knowledge of what God wants them to do. Somebody says, "Oh, I've never studied the Bible. I don't know much about the Bible, but I want to work for Jesus, and I feel like I'm doing the right thing." Well, that kind of formula is an invitation for disaster. Jesus said in John 8:32, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The truth is the Scripture, the Bible, the Word of God. Only by observing what the will of the Lord is do we know what God desires for us to do. And to refuse to study and to know the will of God will only keep one in ignorance, and ignorance will not minimize nor excuse our guilt. You know, we have a deplorable condition today permeating the church in many areas because we have men and women that are zealous, and they have devised cunning plans for getting the church on the move, but they have little idea what the church should be moving toward or what it's supposed to be doing. They plead for numbers more than righteousness, for programs more than spiritual progress, for recognition more than reconciliation, for salutations more than salvation. As a result of that attitude, more and more gimmicks and promotional gadgets are being introduced as though they were the real work of the church, or as though they were the endeavors that we're to be involved with. Zeal without knowledge can turn the church of our Lord into a cheap circus, always wanting to look good, but there's nothing on the inside, kind of like cotton candy. It's good to look at, taste good, but there's no substance. It just goes away. Wise, judicious leaders of God's people will constantly ask, what is the church? What does God want the church to do? And then we will honor God by following exactly His word. So the end result of all of this is that we must combine zeal with knowledge. When the people of God cultivate a zeal for and a knowledge of God's word, then and only then will the cause of Christ prosper throughout the land. God is to be glorified, and the Bible says that occurs in the church, Ephesians 3 and verse 21. But that is accomplished when the church of God zealously labors with spiritual knowledge. Every child of God should zealously strive to win others to the Lord, to teach them the gospel, to teach them about sin, to show them what God requires sinners to do. And that can be done only with the knowledge of what they must do to be saved. But the Great Commission places upon all the very serious responsibility of sounding out the word of the gospel to all the world, to every creature. Our zeal must constantly challenge us to do more evangelizing. Every lost soul is in direct challenge to the faith of every child of God that they must do God's will. We've got to have the idea that every saint this side of heaven must seek to save every sinner this side of hell. Now, how will that be accomplished? It'll be accomplished by a zeal that we have, those who are Christians, those who are faithful to the Lord, a zeal and determination to get the word out. But that must be coupled, joined with a thus saith the Lord. We read in Colossians 3 and verse 17, "And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus." That means by His sanction, by His authority, we must have a thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord includes faith, repentance, confession of faith, and water baptism for the remission of sins. Friend, if we can assist you in your obedience to the gospel, and the zeal, zest, and fervor you need coupled with the Word of God, we're ready to assist you. My name is Garland Robinson.